Call the meeting to order. High is 4:47, Wednesday, June 15th. We'll call the Labor Relations meeting to order. Roll call, Steve Ahman.
Rod Christensen.
Dennis Anderson.
Others present, city staff and a guest. Welcome. Any public comments from the public? None? Okay. City Administrator, I identified the review process. I had Janelle print out some tentative dates, so we had some kind of a time frame to see if this is all going to work out for everybody. And I took the liberty to, I called Robert Scott and just reviewed this with him. And he did stress this was a six-month evaluation, not the annual evaluation for raise increases and all this. But he didn't want to downplay this, but he's, after talking with him, I took the liberty to think that maybe we could just do this internally with the Labor Committee rather than the full council. I don't know. I think their comments could be heard, but it's open for discussion. I just put in here on the dates, January 15th to July 18th, that the chairman and vice chairman would meet, or whoever, we can change anything, and evaluate and composite all the information that the council people and the mayor would return. And after that, we would have the bring it together and distribute it to the mayor and council for review on July 8th. And then July 13th, the committee would meet in closed session unless the administrator requested to be open to the public, to review the summary evaluation forms and meet with the administrator. And then the final evaluation would be completed and distributed to the mayor and council and provided to the administrator. So it'd be a few days after that we'd put the information together. That's a tentative time frame that, in case anybody was worried about the time frame issue, I thought this would be something we could look at and see if that would work with everybody. So I guess it's open for action of the committee to see what they might want to do. Also enclosed or attached was the review process that was copied from and revised from the county, Kandiyohi County's employee performance evaluation for their department heads. And it can be changed, it can be revised or whatever, but I thought for now we could just get it simple. And also, if we choose to, talking to Robert Scott, we had hired the search firm that found Larry, and in that agreement or contract with them was the review after 6 months for him to come in or facilitate, or I'm just not sure what all those actions are that he would do. And then I just said, and Scott said he was, Robert Scott said he's in touch with him every once in a while on other issues. He was going to mention that to him. And I said, I can't make that decision. That's up to the committee if they want to go through that process and have him involved in the evaluation, which was part of his contract. So that kind of brings you up to date of what I've been doing and whatever the committee wishes. Discussion. Yeah.
I'm good with the time frame. I think that's well thought out. You mentioned the other night at the council meeting that you're going to have two people, or after the results were compiled, two people present it. Now it looks like you're going to have the Labor Relations Committee present it. Why the change?
Well, I talked with Larry, and Larry felt, rather than it being the full council, and rather than his request to have two people, I'm kind of trying to be a mediator here. I thought, well, maybe just come back to the Labor Relations Committee like we did in the past. And since it's only a six-month review, and then take that recommendation for the full City Council for approval and recommendation of the Labor Relations Committee on the evaluation, because there's nothing here with labor contract or compensation. So this is just one process that we can go through. And there's others from League of Minnesota Cities, but I didn't get time to copy it off, that they have for city administrators. But that was more or less a review for like an annual review. But that's something that would have to be done towards the end of the a year again.
Yeah. I'm fine with the schedule too. I mean, it looks fine to me. Just I guess I don't understand your question too, and not the four. As far as presenting what was it going to present?
It was what Steve had mentioned Monday night was that, and I'll paraphrase. You correct
sure.
me if I'm
no,
wrong.
Go ahead.
He said that everybody would complete their forms,
right.
turn them in, and then two people, the labor chair and vice chair or mayor or someone,
yeah.
would review those with the city administrator.
Oh, I see.
Which is similar to what we do at the EDC.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing we do at the library, and I understand you said that that's what they do at the county.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a chance to tell Steve that on Monday, but I did this past Monday. I said, I like that idea. It's something new and different.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're leaving anybody out, because everybody's comments will be reflected. It might be more effective. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you put yourself in their shoes, and he hasn't said anything to me, but you know, you got nine people taking shots. And I've never been comfortable, I never thought that we really accomplished what we wanted to accomplish in those things. This might present an opportunity to have a different type dialogue, and then, as you say here, you have to report the results back.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I and this being a 6-month review, I think it, I don't know, I was intrigued by the idea.
So the idea is to fill the forms out, turn them in, and then Steve and someone else will sit down with the administrator instead of, like we usually do, like you said,
nine of us.
Nine people mm-hmm. in here sitting at the table and everybody going around and, you know, giving their evaluation. I see the difference here then, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the time where if we requested, since it was part of the fee, we already paid the search firm to maybe come in and sit down and listen and have some input on that. I don't know if that's his forte or not. I'm not sure if it's necessary.
That's interesting. I think we need to decide. I don't mean to take away from you. Had the floor.
Go ahead.
I think we need to decide, you know, what do we want to accomplish with the review? What is our goal to accomplish as a result of the evaluation? And it's always been my opinion that you want to talk to the individual about how they're performing in their general duties, and then talk about how they're doing against the goals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we as a council haven't given him goals. We as a council never really sat down and said, these are the things that we think you should do. I mean, so this kind of gives us an opportunity to set some direction, I think.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But also it gives the administrator an opportunity to critique us on things that you might want to see mm-hmm. change or review. So it that's the way it should kind of go through. Also, I recommended and I talked with Robert Scott and ran it by Larry, but he didn't think it was probably appropriate to do it at this time at the 6-month review, but at the 1-year review it was something other cities had used that he sent me, and it shows a review by the department heads and is confidential, and of course Robert Scott holds on to all these, so nobody else has mm-hmm. access to them, because once they're submitted they stay in my hands until I turn them over to Robert Scott for safekeeping, so nobody has access to it. But I thought that might be a good idea, and I'm leaving, but you know, we don't always hear from the department heads on a basis
mm-hmm.
like that, which maybe may give us a very good or very positive or no opinion on how things are going with them in relationship to the city administrator too. But that could be done at another time. But I would like that to be noted that we could maybe recommend that be done at the
mm-hmm.
The next evaluation, at the 1-year evaluation.
again, it's all done under the guise that we're trying to make improvements in the performance of the person that we're evaluating, and input from staff sometimes is relevant. Sometimes, not that our staff would do it, but sometimes you have to take some things with a grain of salt.
Is that somebody out there?
Well, Ron, you can't.
Ron, you sit down.
Just call 911.
It's over the fucking lake, you, and Russ Gavin and Gary's ass!
Personal fight?
Would be the two things correctly to do on the law system to the book, and I'm ready in black and white.
You recognize again?
Well, I'm not gonna speak to help with that one.
Take a brief pause here.
We'll take a quick break here away from law disturbances outside the building. We'll turn off the recorder right now and reconvene in just about 1 minute.
You don't know. You just don't know.
It's 4:58. We'll reconvene with the short disturbance we had outside. We're back in our meeting with the Labor Relations Committee on the issue of the job evaluation for the city administrator. Continued thoughts. Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Christensen.
The 6-month evaluation, I think, is probably more important than the annual one. At 6 months, like Dennis mentioned, the goal thing, we really haven't set any goals before him, and this is maybe the time to do that, so that you can judge goals at the end of the, on an annual basis. But 6 months one is more of a probationary, I don't even know what you want to call it, it's an evaluation, but it's like a probation, you know, how is he doing? I don't know if we have to measure any goals as how he's doing. It's just, and I like your idea of maybe staff's ideas. We don't know how that correlation is going between he and the staff, but all we know is goes on at the council meetings, the Friday memos that we get, and those things, and how he's handled the contracts and the assessing department. He had a lot of stuff when he came in to go over, but I do think the 6-month one is way more important than the 1 year. It's a determination of, do we want to continue with this administrator, or is there everybody, there's improvement. Everybody can improve on it. Even I can and you can, but now is the time to say we're either satisfied or not satisfied. And so I don't know, having two people go in there, maybe individually we should sit down with them and go in one at a time and say, here's my foreman. This is what I think. I don't know, the decision has to be made as a council as a whole. The format here is, this one that the county uses, you know, it's good with one exception. And you go to the Olympics and they judge the swimming, the diving, and all this by numbers. You either get a 1, or you get a 6, or a 7, or an 8. At the end, you can compile them and see where you're at. I see there's 4 categories here, and maybe you could do 1, 2, 3, and 4. But somebody rates them a 3 out of 4 is right next to outstanding, where a 3 out of 9 or 10 is a little bit different. Yeah. And I like the numbered type of evaluation for I think we've done it in the past. Most of them have had numbers, yeah. Or letters, numbers, something like that.
Numbers.
So you can tell at the end, you know, out of 10, he was an 8.5 or 8.7 or 7.9, okay. Which is good.
You want to use a 1 to 5 or 1 to 10?
I don't know. I'm just bringing up the fact that.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
I don't think the council would either, if it would make it simpler just to throw a number in there versus trying to.
But how to handle it? As a 6-month evaluation, I don't know if we even did one on the last administrator. I don't recall that. It was an annual one, but This is an important one. It's you're either satisfied or not satisfied. And so I don't know if going to two sitting down with them, I don't know. I guess I'd have to think about that.
Excuse me just a second, Ron, if I could. On June 29th, the Labor Committee Chair and Vice Chair, or whoever we choose, with evaluations for its forward to the city attorney compilation information for the full city council for consideration. And then the forms would be finalized and distributed to everybody for review. And that's, of course, confidential. And then the 13th, meet in a closed session with the Labor Relations Committee. Now, if you think or if you feel that it's the full council should be there, that was one thing that was expressed before in the past. I don't know if it was important. I was just trying to streamline it.
Okay, I see. I missed this July 13th thing where actually we are going to sit down.
The Labor Relations Committee.
I mean, the council.
Four people?
No, that would be the council, right, Steve?
Well, I had just Labor Relations Committee, but, you know, we can add in there whatever we want.
Wait a minute, and you're meeting with, I missed that part. I thought you were going to, on July 15th, I thought.
Final evaluation completed and distributed to Mayor Council.
Well, I missed something too there then.
The 13th.
Well, it can be revised. Yeah, we had the dates here, and then the mayor wasn't able to make it on the 5th, so then Robert went back and revised the schedule a little bit so that he would be around also.
When I scanned this, if I may, I thought that the Labor Relations Committee was going to review the results, but I missed the last four words there, and meeting with the administrator. I wonder if it would be more palatable if the council met, talked about the results, and kind of give you and whoever the other person is kind of marching orders. This is what we want you to say.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And then privately meet with the city administrator and discuss those results. That could very easily be done.
Yeah, because it's a lot. My what?
Your appointment, please.
I'm not following you.
Your appointment in the cities for your neck?
Yeah.
On the 13th? On July 13th?
Oh, it is. I couldn't figure out what you're saying.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
And you wouldn't turn and face me.
Your appointment.
Well, we can.
Ron will just make brace on.
Okay, no,
we can change that, can't we? I mean, heavens.
It could be, the date could be changed or revised, too, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
We get the 14th now.
It's difficult to get everybody together, but we got to do the best we can.
And we'll never get 100%. I think that's asking for too much.
But we want our labor committee. We'll try to get the labor committee.
Yeah.
July. Oh, I see. That would have been normal. Well, you know, we could go into the next week, which is a council week. But you know, then there's no committee meetings, Steve. So we could pick a date that next week.
Okay.
He's counting, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm just writing something in here.
No, I wasn't referring to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so then on July 15th or 16th, whatever day, we would do everything except we'd be presented the information, the summary presented to the city administrator.
You have to modify some of the dates on this one.
So the date we're looking at is for the full council to meet, right?
Well, that's what we're talking about, to review the results.
We could have it prior to the city council meeting, too, if we wanted to meet early.
Sure, we could.
1 hour prior to, which would give us plenty of time.
Sure, we could.
So what day would that be in July?
18.
The 5th.
The 5th and
the
19th.
We meet the 5th and then the 18th.
Correct.
All right. Would that be acceptable if we had the 18th?
The mayor won't be here on the 5th. Oh, the 18th. Yeah.
Stuart had to come. Well.
And then we then the final results that has to be publicized would then move until August 1.
August 1. Yeah, I let you know.
This June 29th meeting here, the 28th we're supposed to hand them in. The 29th, committee chair and vice chair review the forms, forward to the city attorney. And he's going to compile all this?
Yeah.
Have we done that before?
Well, we're gonna compile it. I was thinking Sean and me, or if anybody else wants to take the lead, that's fine too, and step in.
But he's going to do the compiling, the city attorney?
Well, I think that's what he did last time with us here, and I told him I'd like to schedule that around a date that he's in town for the MUC meeting. Now, I don't know if the 29th is the right one or not. That's Wednesday. No.
He quite often does those via phone, I think.
Okay.
But I mean, your thought is good, or maybe you could give them to him on the 5th.
July 5th?
If you could get him here before the meeting.
Okay.
But am I sensing that we're thinking that the forms all come to you, to Robert for compilation, the city council and the mayor all sit down and talk about it? And then you and whatever we decide.
Sit with the administrator.
Yeah, we could, to be simplified, we'd give them all to Robert Scott, too, and have him compile it and then bring that information with him, and then me, too.
They could all go to Janelle.
Yeah, that's true.
And then she can help us bird dog those that don't get them in.
Okay.
Sorry, Janelle.
Yikes.
Okay.
So what have you decided on as far as changing the calendar? Just the 13th to the 18th?
July 5th meeting.
For which?
Well, I suggested that you give them to Robert on July 5th.
Yeah.
Meet
with Robert Scott.
Meet with him.
Okay, that's not mentioned on here anywhere, is it? So it'd
no,
be
we'll
a new,
have to write that
new
down.
Item. Okay.
And then on the council meeting of the 18th, we meet early. We meet at 6:00 to review the results and.
So, how about nothing happens on the 13th anymore? Then that's totally wiped out.
No, right? Because
yep, that's gone.
And then sometime after that 18th, between the 18th and August 1, you meet with him. And then August 1, you provide the council, you give the summary of the conclusions.
So what was the date that we were going to meet with the council in closed session?
July 18th.
18th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's council closed session, not
labor. But
that's
prior to the council meeting.
That's prior to the council meeting.
But prior to that, weren't we going to meet and go over?
That's when we're meeting and going over the forms, the results.
Yeah, by that time, Robert Scott will have them compiled.
And then we have a chance to talk about it. And
prior to the council meeting, right?
Yeah, and then sometime after the 18th and before August 1st, Steve and someone will sit down with the administrator and say, this is what the council has said. So I think your idea of numbering makes sense. It makes it a little bit easier for.
It's a lot easier to qualify.
Okay. Well, we're talking and moving things and passing things. But is everybody understand it? What do you have, Janelle?
Well, that's what I'm trying to. I've got things all over the place.
You've been
I think
busy
I'm
listening
still
to three conversations.
Okay, I know one thing to add in is July 5th. You want all of them in and given to Robert. right?
Meet with Robert Scott and present forms, yeah.
You meet with Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the July 8th stays the same? No. Well, yeah. Will he have them ready in 3 days?
No, because we're not going to do that until July 18th.
Okay, that goes to the 18th.
18th.
At 6 o'clock.
That's the 6 o'clock where they're distributed. Okay.
The results.
Then sometime, so you're skipping all the in-between, and then you're just sometime between the 18th and the 1st, you meet with the city administrator.
Yeah.
Is that full council or who? Just two people?
We should decide who, Steve and who, you know. But Steve, it's you and someone.
We can, or not, it's up to the council, whoever wants two.
I think you need to have two.
Yeah, definitely two.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
And then August 1st at the meeting, the summary will be given.
A summary, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Summary presented to the city.
I think I have it. I can fix it and send it to you, Dennis, and see. I can rework it and send it to.
Yep. Send it to Steve. He'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think I've got it figured out here.
Good.
We can do that after the meeting briefly.
I think
you've
got it
pretty
close.
July 18th, July 5th. And then on June 20th, as far as getting the forms out, we agree on the forms. The only thing on the forms, when you talk about briefly, is Ron's concern about maybe have a numbering system there. And that, do you think we could do something like that on here?
Wouldn't it be the easiest, like you said, just to do the 1 through 4 for these?
Yeah,
if you
could just
form?
Put those numbers right in, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
However,
does that,
right,
that
right,
work, Ron,
right.
Or do you want more numbers?
And it with the ability of using 1.5, 2.5, you can do that since there's a minimum of numbers. Normally it's 10, there's a 1 through 10. I mean, I went through, every time I went, what's your pain number? Is it from 1 to 10? Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
It's easier to diagnose.
1 through 5 is even easier. 5 being.
But there's only
four categories.
There's
only
four spots.
Yeah.
Spots.
Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah.
one through four with the ability to do a half.
Yeah. Yeah. That should
okay.
be noted.
Well, that can be noted on the top of the form application.
Because if it's between exceeds expectations and not quite outstanding, you do 3.5.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
It gets us. That gets us away from the 3 minus the 3 plus,
mm-hmm.
we're able to quantify it with a half.
Okay.
Because I've been in situations where the people do pluses and minuses, and it's okay.
Get to the end, yeah. It's
right.
Goofy.
Well, that we've taken a little time, but we've accomplished something.
Do you
job.
Need a motion for all of this?
I believe how you're going to form that could be lengthy, but I think we understand the gist of it.
But
I think we should.
I'll move the recommendation to the committee.
Second.
Okay, motion is second. Further discussion?
Was.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Both same. Motion carries. Great. Okay. We've got next thing is Public Works Director. Sean is here. And we talked about this at the last meeting. It was a recommendation from our city administrator to review this. And he threw some information at us last time and some requests. Sean was present and we discussed it with him. And at that time, I think there was no action taken, so it's back at the committee for action. And I guess I'll open up for comments, and if anybody wants to say anything to council or Sean, it's kind of a mutual thing here on what we might want to do and any action we're going to take. So, anything additional, Sean, you need to add? Or?
Mr. Chair, nothing additional. As you can see in the letter presented, that we've tweaked things a little bit. By we, I mean Larry, and then he and I discussed what he was proposing. Different from the first time, and I don't think you were here on the first time.
I missed that meeting.
So in a nutshell, the first proposal was, because there isn't really, and that's what this letter describes a little bit too, there isn't really policies out there for this type of thing. It's a unique situation. It's a situation that I fully admit not taking care of upon hire. The only reason I can give for not doing it was, you know, at the time we were, as you guys well know, in contract negotiations still, and that didn't, nobody quite knew what direction we could or should go at that time, or what was would be allowed as part of those negotiations upon a new hire. That being said, I did not ask for the recognition of years of service, of which at the time there was 13 years of city engineer service experience. Since that time, I've realized a number of people that had asked for and received that over the years, a good number of years, and also have been involved in a hiring process of one individual since I've been here that we allowed this very thing to happen, again, upon initial hire. That being said, this is unique because it's not upon initial hire. I've been here 2 years now, over 2 years now. And so we've tweaked it because the original number would have jumped it immediately to the 15 years of service, what that accrual rate was. What Larry is proposing, or Administrator Cruz is proposing at this time, is to bump it a week now and another week each year until we get to that point, which would be two more years. And so not the full amount today, but just the 1 week accrual today, and then at the next anniversary. All of this obviously predicated on a positive performance evaluation from Mr. Cruz to receive that additional week.
Yeah, go ahead, Dennis.
And you're comfortable with this agreement that you've worked out with Larry?
I am.
You're okay with it?
Yep. Obviously, I was comfortable with the first one too. So this is, I just feel like with someone with obviously more than 2 years experience in the department head level or department head situation, I feel that 2 week accrual rate for vacation is less than the norm. And if I may, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
The reality is this dollar wise doesn't cost anything. Time wise it does. Mm-hmm. But I'm still obviously would be still required to get the same amount of work done. So this would be numbers on paper and the potential to take some additional vacation time, still accomplishing the same amount of work.
Okay. Well, I just want to know this is a tough decision for us too to make. This is a different policy. I think we've expressed that, and we're no way. We have to look at the big picture for us too, Sean, and how we come up with resolving this issue of yours. And I understand your concerns, and I think you've done really well at explaining them. I have complete understanding of what you're requesting. The question is now, of course, what the committee wants to do and what the council wants to do. And it's in the hands of the committee. I agree with, I talked briefly with Larry about it, and I just gave my own two cents worth that, you know, progressively would be much better rather than passing, you know, making the 5 weeks effective immediately, because, of course, the biggest concern is how it would look to other people that have been here, you know, who have been dedicated for 20 years or 15 years and finally get that route, or get up to the point of having the 5 weeks. And I understand your concerns about the years of service in your career, 13 years also, so they're well noted. The question is just what's going to be a fair decision here, and it could get touchy, so let's try to keep it civil. But I know whatever results are, I wish we could always do better, but you know, we have the public is very touchy on issues too. So I just want to know where you're coming from, Sean. I think you understand me. Nothing personal, just policy.
Just for my sake, tell me where you are presently and where it's going to go to. I mean, I read through this thing. It's some of it's a gobbledygook. But where are you at presently with on your contract? Your vacation time is what presently?
Presently, I have 2 weeks.
And you earn so many days for each?
Yeah, per pay period. So it ends up being 3 and a fraction hours per pay period. Because it's broke down on an hourly basis.
Okay, so it's 2 weeks today.
It's 2 weeks over the year. You accrue 3 hours per pay period for a total of 2 weeks.
But you get 2 weeks paid vacation correct. In 2016.
That's correct.
In 2017, if we do nothing, how many days of vacation do you get?
2 weeks.
You're not accruing?
I don't jump to the 3 week mark until year 5.
Okay, so it's 2 weeks today.
Correct.
This year. If we approve this, it's going to be effective immediately?
Correct, it'll be 3 weeks today.
Okay, so then you would get, this is approved at the next council meeting, you would have 3 weeks of vacation through 2016.
Correct. Not in the bank all at once. Accrued throughout the year. But yes, 3 weeks total for the year.
Of 2016.
Correct.
Yeah, so you could take off 3 weeks. Then 2017, you're going to accrue some R?
Yeah, so the way this is written, upon the anniversary date, which is in March, it would start the accrual rate at 4 weeks for a full year.
Okay, so it would go from 2 weeks to 3 this year.
Yep.
3 weeks to 4 after March of 2017.
Correct.
Is there anything after that?
Then March of 18, upon another positive review, it would go to the maximum of 5, which is the maximum for anybody. And that comes after 15 years of experience.
Okay, and that's what our law department heads are
correct
presently getting is the 5.
Correct. Yeah, beginning on the 15th year.
Okay.
Yeah, is the 25 days. Yep.
It's easier for me to hear you
sure.
say it than I was reading through this in my mind. It's just
sure.
So it goes from 2 weeks to 3 weeks in 16, 3 to 4 in 17 of March.
Correct.
And 4 weeks in 18. 4 to 5.
In 18.
Okay.
That's what the current proposal is, in lieu of 5 today. Mm-hmm.
So this is an off-beaten scenario, but I mean, we could approve this, and in August you say, I'm resigning and I want my 3 weeks of vacation.
Yes and no. Yes in the fact that the way the contracts are written, you get paid for the vacation time. It wouldn't be a full 3 weeks because I wouldn't accrue all of it at once.
Okay.
It would be 4 or some odd days per pay period, or hours per pay period. So yes. In theory, yes, but I wouldn't have accrued the entire 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And Janelle knows, and most of the staff know, my vacation bank never gets very big. I like to take time off with the family, so.
Yeah, well, you're smart and do that. I make our guys do it too, either take
sure.
it or lose it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Keep time off. That is a tough decision. It's
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. If I may, Mr. Chair, Ron brought up a good point regarding the contract. The idea, in my defense, the idea was to present this item upon negotiations or, since we're not supposed to use that word, discussions of our individual contracts.
Review.
And I mentioned this last time, and those never happened. So that's why you're seeing it now, because we didn't have those discussions.
Dennis?
You know, I'm a little bit out of the loop because I missed that council meeting. This is a unique situation, apparently, it seems like. Well, it is. But it's an opportunity, I think, for us to show everybody that we want to be fair, fair to employees, fair to everybody. So, in my mind, it merits consideration. I think it's something that, that we need to take a look at. You know, hindsight being 2020, in the original negotiations, you probably could have said, I got 13 years, I want to throw that in there, and I want, you know, this, and it probably would have happened. So, I don't want to discourage existing employees. I also want to recognize and be fair. We need to work hard on the fairness issue with employees, I think. And this is something that would be considered to be fair, I think. So, not having heard all the other discussions on this, from what I have read and gathered here today, I think it's fair.
Well, I'm almost over too. Well, go ahead, Ron.
You were going to say something.
Well, yeah. Well, I was just going to say, mulling this over, I'm just wondering if maybe we could maybe compromise on a little bit and spread that out, because there was an agreement, so that we're easing into it rather than the 5 full days. The 6 months is already up for the year. 3 days, and then the other 2 days added to the next 6 month period, and then effective the middle of the following year, then it would be the it would go into the full 3 weeks, or cumulatively, so that you get the full 3 weeks right away. Or the other option then, of course, would be just to take or add the 5 days now effective now too. So, yeah. Go ahead, Sean.
If I may, Mr. Chair, I think what you're describing is, in effect, what would happen. Because, again, it wouldn't be a bank of 5 days today added to the pool. It would be an accrual of whatever that number is, 4.5 hours, whatever it is. Well, it'd be half again more. So it'd be 4.5 hours each pay period through March. So it's kind of doing what you're proposing by accruing for 8 months of the year at the new rate and 3 months of next year at the new rate, or 9 and 3.
It's a good point. It's a good point, true. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
Thank you. Does this have any effect on our other department heads? You know, is there guys that have been here 20, 30 years and they're at the max? Is there, you know, Dennis, you were in this HR. How would you handle it in a situation like this? I know that it would probably be done at the minute you would hire somebody,
yeah,
or the new,
yeah,
review would be done. This one wasn't, but I rely on you. You know, if you know you have these other 4, 5, 6 department heads, and this guy's coming in. We know he's had 13 years more experience, and How does that get handled normally? It's the first time I've come across this. So.
Well, I think you have to look at it as, whether you want to call it a mistake or whatever it was, when the initial hiring decision was made and allocations were made.
But ultimately, you recognize the guy's experience. You're saying,
yeah,
this guy,
yep,
he could have been here the last 13 years, but he was somewhere else and he's garnered, you know, the
experience.
The knowledge.
Yep. Yep. It's unique, Ron.
Yeah.
It's unique. I'm just going to the fairness thing. That's where I am.
That's why I bring it up. Is it fair to the other department?
So that,
is it,
you bring up a good question.
I don't know. If I dare ask Steve that or not.
Can I ask?
Nope.
Want to go out to the hall a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask a question? Is anyone else in the director group, does anyone have less than 5 weeks of vacation, first of all?
I don't believe so.
Okay. So we wouldn't be jumping in on.
He's been here over 15 years.
Jim as well, right?
Yeah.
Because that was a good point. If we would have jumped over somebody, and somebody.
I don't believe so. I don't know.
4 weeks.
I don't believe so.
In at the director level.
Well, with five people not being here to give their take on this, we either send it with no recommendation to the full council to talk about it, and then because ultimately that's where the decision's going to be made, or we make a recommendation and shoot it to them. One of the two. But I mean, the three of us, don't. We could all say yes and go to council. It's 5-3. I mean,
that's exactly right. But.
I think Sean was in on the last one. He's familiar with this. He knows what was asked. But I think he's the only one. This is your first time on.
Who sat in? Did Andrew sit in for me?
Tim Johnson was here.
Tim did.
Yeah. That's who it was. Yeah.
So Tim and Sean was here. Yep.
So Tim and Sean are familiar with the request, and at that time, what did we refer it back, or what?
I just
are we getting this back again? We must have.
I
think the administrator was given direction to find out.
Yep. Find policy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what we have it for us again.
That's where we're back. And his recommendations are his recommendations. I feel a little apprehension here, and that's perfectly acceptable, because if we don't know the full council, we don't get all the input, and we hate to go to committee and make a recommendation and have it defeated, and then go back again, and we'd like to streamline it. But I think we'd be better off if we make a recommendation of some sort here today, and if we can't, guys, not excluding you, Janelle. The two council people, then we're going to have to bring it back in or bring it to council, no committee. One of the two, definitely. Yeah, go ahead.
I agree. I think the council will look at the labor committee as, you folks deal with this sort of thing, maybe more so than others do. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see us make a motion that we go along with the recommendation as presented.
Well, I'll second it for 2 minutes of conversation.
All right, we have a motion, we have a second on the recommendation.
And then pass it on to the full council. When Tim was here, I remember him talking about the fact that, Sean, you should have done this at this particular time, and you explained it earlier. It was kind of a rigmarole that was going on, and mm-hmm. Here's a contract, sign it. And I personally think there's some fairness involved here, but there's always that I always think of how it affects the people around him and everybody else in the office, too. Because it should have been done, well, that's over with, I guess, but not sure how we'll vote on it at the council meeting, but we need to move it forward, I guess.
The only other alternative is to make a revision or change the motion. Other than that, yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if revising it's going to, that's a whole other conversation. We cut it in half, 2 weeks. I suspect that in any other company outside of a city council, a private company like yours, would probably recognize the fact and say, hey, this guy's valuable here, we got him here, he's under contract, and that's fair. I suspect
probably.
I can't see someone coming down with a hammer and say, you know, you should have done this, you blew it, you know, next March you can talk about it. Some might, I don't know.
Oh, sure.
Well, I think we got to get it off dead center and let's get it to the council and let it, whatever happens, happens.
Yep.
And not saying right or wrong either, but let's just deal with it. In further discussion, Ron or Dennis on it, if not, I'll call for the question. We recommend it, this issue on the the vacation accrual modifications to the existing policy we have with Sean to the full council for approval. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Sean, we'll see what we can get done here. Thanks for your patience.
You.
Appreciate it. And I know it was long and drug out, but you know, we it's just not one or two of us here. We have more.
Right.
But I think we're going to move forward with a resolve of some sort here soon, so we can get you off dead center. Anything else to come before the committee? Mr. Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, since Sean is here, and we had that huge rain on the east end of Wilmer yesterday, and Republic Works at the time, any reports that we should know about? There was some areas that really got a deluge.
So, Mr. Chair, after the meeting, I drove around thinking that may be the case and checked some of the usual culprits, if you will, flooding culprit areas, but all looked good, everything was good, and until I received the phone call, I didn't realize that we had what looks to be two completely different storms across Wilmer, whereas get about an inch to inch and a quarter on the west side of town, and reports of up to and maybe in some cases over 3 inches on the east end of town in the same amount of time. So in reviewing that, the picture of Nelson International is pretty telling. You know, it's a lot of water in that parking lot, a lot of water in the detention areas, broken trees, downed trees, branches in the intersections that our guys were cleaning up today, all on the east side of town. Including all four, I'll call them interchanges, exits, entrances off of Highway 23 bypass onto and off of Highway 12. All four were underwater and blocked off for a short period of time because of the amount of water on that area of town. So no explanation besides two different storms potentially across town, and I believe the storm system did as much as it could in the amount of time that it could, and ditches were full and ponds were full and got rid of the water as quick or slow, depending on how you look at it, as it could.
So there was no failure of any particular system. It's just especially along the bypass, like we talked about.
Right.
That there was so much water that it just couldn't take anymore.
That's my opinion at this time. I drove quite a bit of it up and down Branch 3, up and down the bypass. Through some of the ponds, the ball field was completely underwater down by Wilmer Avenue and 23 there. So yeah, it looks like everything worked as good as it could. The ditches were full all the way through Grass Lake.
All that goes down to 23A, right?
Correct.
It all goes down there.
Correct. You know, Peach Creek, it sounds like, was, rumors are that at the top of or over the banks in some cases. So it, a lot of water in a short amount of time and trying to all go to the same spot.
Will this Grass Lake thing help that at all?
On paper, not much.
Okay.
In theory, I think slightly, simply because it allows more area, more volume across 23 in the Grass Lake area to hold water and potentially collect water. I think what probably helps Wilmer the most because of elevation differences or lack thereof is, you know, these relief ponds, these lack of a better term, burping ponds, whatever that we require in a lot of these developments now, so that as water backs up from the Grass Lake area, then we can kind of hold that water outside of, you know, so we can hold that water in streets and ponds rather than in people's basements.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Sean. Just a reminder, if there's anything else to add to the agendas, future agendas, early retirement policy was one concern. And then the human resource position, that's still ongoing. And what other position do we have?
The city clerk.
The city clerk, yeah.
Yeah.
Larry called today and he wanted me to inform you that the action that was taken at the Finance Full Council for Brenda Vanderpool.
Yeah.
She has since taken a position with Renville County. So he just wanted to make you aware that when he negotiated that, his intentions were that if she went to Candiota County, she would get that compensation, not Renville.
Okay.
Or any other county for that matter, so.
We can fill you in on those details later.
Okay, sounds good. All right, thank you for that update. Ron, go ahead.
Well, you mentioned the city clerk. Where are we going with that? Where are we headed here?
Well, that's what we're going to have to find out.
I mean, if we're going to keep that position as is, we need somebody shadowing them, or Oakens is going to do it all.
Yeah, there was a combination of maybe both. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Or readjustment of descriptions and job duties to it. That's in Larry's hands, and I don't know what.
It's June.
Yeah.
I think he was waiting until we got the official letter.
Okay.
From Kevin.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
Move to adjourn.
Yeah. Thank you.
She's an assessor.
Yep.
And her health insurance.
We got everything.